At 12:54, quick check with the United States Congresswoman, Michigan 6th District, Debbie Dingell. Michigan Department of Corrections Director Heidi Washington had promised to make public an environmental assessment of Michigan's prison for women, which so far has not come through. You'll see in the Metro section of the award-winning The Detroit News today, Dingell wants answers on prison. Congresswoman cites alarming conditions at site of three deaths. Good afternoon, Congresswoman. I can see why you're upset.
Good afternoon, Paul W. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday to you. This. Not so happy with some of the stories we're getting.
No, it's there are a lot of stories today. This has not been a quiet morning. My phone started at 5 a.m.
Well, if we have time at the end, we'll listen to some of the other problems. But let's talk about the one we've got scheduled here. In a letter that was started at the beginning of the week, addressed to Governor Whitmer, you called on the state to fully publicize any studies, inspections, or reports about the toxic mold and other health and safety issues at Women's Huron Valley Correctional Facility near Ypsilanti. Have you had any response to that letter, Congresswoman?
So, Paul W., look, I've been working on this issue for a significant number of years. I've gone into the prison. Heidi Washington, who's the head of the prison, has come and met with me. I invited all the state legislators from that area. There were about 10 of them. We've met with prisoners, and we keep getting promises made and answers not given. And I just had already been on the phone with the head of Heidi Washington's, the head of the Department of Corrections in Michigan, and other people from the governor's office after the first two deaths. And I've had it. I was already working on a letter before the third person died this weekend, and we need answers. There are more issues that I addressed in that letter, but two of the major issues at that facility are how healthcare issues are handled. People, yes, you have been convicted of a crime and you're there for a reason, but basic, you know, humanity 101 is you make sure people are getting adequate health care. And there are many questions about how people are being taken care of when they are sick, how they get their medicine, what happens when you present with serious symptoms. The second part of that letter addresses the conditions of the prison itself. There have been reports for years about black mold, alleged studies. People have asked for it to be released. I'm one of many. And we've always been told that the attorney general says you can't, there's litigation. Well, nobody's going to, if they're not transparent, if they're not releasing the studies that they say, no, there's no mold, there are no environmental issues, then how do we know that's true? So there was a call. I've had multiple calls in the last 3 weeks. But on Monday, after I sent the letter, and Director Washington said that, and it's the first time that legislators have been told that they would release the studies that have been done on air quality and environmental issues. And she said on Monday she would get that done very quickly. And I keep asking every day, when are we going to see it?
All right. Well, you keep in touch with us because we always are in touch with you. We like to follow you and what you're doing. Congresswoman Debbie Dingell. Look, people might, I can hear what people are saying. Well, these are prisoners. Who cares? Well, look, they're prisoners. They're doing time for their crime, but they didn't get a death sentence, and they should not expect to have one. We continue in focus.